I invite you to close your eyes as we move into a short meditation. And so let us focus on the area of our feet and feel the connection that you have with our planet, our partner, Gaia. For the energy below your feet is always in connection with you. You have a partnership between you and the earth. And so allow the energy of the earth to move up through this center below you and travel up now into the area of your feet. Feel yourself grounding into the earth like roots of a tree that go deep into the soil, down into the earth. And feel all of those wonderful energies from Mother Gaia coming up through your feet, traveling to your knees, up your thighs, to your abdomen, your chest, coming up to your arms and hands, up through your throat area, up into your head. And then imagine a doorway on top of your head that now opens up and receives the information from the cosmos. And so now there is this beautiful connection between the celestial realm and the terrestrial realm. And you are here as a bridge between both worlds. And this connection with both worlds also includes the 3D world as well as the multidimensional world. And so let us invite all of these connections to be fully present as we move into the message from Kryon.
Does the earth speak to you? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Here is a question that actually shows how magnificent you are. And part of that which is the mysteries within, what if inside you was total and complete communication to that which you never really were taught, the essence, the sentience, the beauty, the personality of the earth itself? Dear ones, we continue the mysteries, these great mysteries within. What if the human being had a great deal more than was ever told to you? This brief meditation that you just experienced is part of that. What if, indeed, the cosmos talks to you? What if there was a channel for that? There is. We'll talk about that next week. Dear ones, this mystery would go like this. Is it possible that inside the human being there is a connection to the earth? A connection that is so profound the earth knows your name. That is so profound that even the indigenous know and knew they could have a coherence with the planet to control the weather. Some still doubt that to this day. And they say, no, the earth has nothing to do with humans. Humans simply live on the planet. And you back up and take a few steps back and you say, look at this. What a total coincidence it is that every breath the human takes, that wonderful rich oxygen, every molecule of that is given to you by the planet. The things that grow give you what you need to breathe. And what you then exhale gives them what they need to breathe. You think that's an accident? There is language in science that would explain that kind of a coincidence, codependency even. You cannot have one without the other. Without the animals, the trees go away. Without the trees, the animals go away, and you're one of the animals. Dear ones, this is part of the coherence you have with the planet. This planet knows you. This is very, very hard to describe. To the extent, it knows you to the extent that as you walk on this planet, there is a familiarity both with you and also from the earth when you arrive and when you get here. Even as a baby taking its first steps in the dirt, in the sand, on the grass, the earth says, "Welcome back." I'll give you an example of something that ties in you with the planet and with the animals of the planet that perhaps you have not heard before. And it really does ask the question, is it possible the earth knows you? Let's begin. I want to talk about something that is one of the favorite subjects of so many old souls who feel this relationship. I would like to talk about whales. Now, the reason I'm talking about whales, one of the largest animals on the planet, is because within the whales of the planet is a storehouse of information about humans. And we have told you this before. It is exceptionally esoteric, that is, unbelievable to those who simply want science. And yet, everywhere you take a look, there's evidence of it. And here is the fact that I've given you before. In the whales of this planet, there is a backup system, you might say. And that is collectively, at a multidimensional level, inside their DNA, they have information, a library, you might say, of past lives for all human beings. If this is the first time you've heard this, I'll say it again. Information that comes not from Kryon, but from many sources. The whales carry information about that which is human past lives. And they carry it as a library, collectively, not just one or two. Now let's talk about the whales. First, let's define whale. Some of you are really going to like this. Are you aware that your biologist have categorized whales in a very interesting way? It includes all of the dolphins on the planet. Whales and dolphins are categorized all as whales. Go check it out. So, Kryon, are you saying that the dolphins are the same? They carry what the whales carry? I am indeed. Perhaps it's the first time you heard that. The dolphins and the whales, they are categorized all as whales, and they carry this information. What do you know about these precious, precious animals? Well, I'll give you one of the, I would say, indications that there's something different going on with them. And here it is. Whales and dolphins are one of, if not the only, wild animal on the planet who will actually bring their young to humans and show it to them as though they're proud of their kids, of their children, of their babies. Mothers in the wild, in the ocean, will actually come to the humans to display their kids. Did you know that? Any of you who have been perhaps on boats or in the water, and encountered dolphins or whales in the wild, in their habitat, without doing anything at all, you know I'm telling the truth. They will come over to you, even mothers and their calves. Mothers and their calves. Dolphins especially. So much fun they have showing their children to human beings. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Now, are you also aware that that is against the instinct of all mothers for wild animals? They will protect to their death their calves, their breed, their children. And they will hide them from other animals. They'll hide them from humans because it's dangerous and they know it. This is the instinct of every wild animal on the planet, except one, whales. What a coincidence, dear ones, that they have a coherence of consciousness with humanity. That ought to give you a hint that perhaps what I am telling you that is esoteric might be true. What if indeed that the whales, which includes the dolphins, have an alliance with humanity because there is also an alliance with the planet? So it's the trees, it's the animals, especially a few, it's the dirt of the earth itself, which has that sentience, that personality. It has something they call Gaia that might even be able to talk to you. When you take a look at the indigenous of this planet, almost every single one of them, no matter where they were, where they lived, have a history that has been passed on, that is even talked about today. And it has nothing to do necessarily with the fact that they could control the weather. It has everything to do with how they viewed the earth. It was a partner. It fed them. It clothed them. And they returned the favor in the songs that they would sing for the earth, to the earth. The way they would have ceremonies of gratitude for the earth, to the earth. It was more than symbology or tradition or mythology, dear ones. It was a relationship that worked. How about today with you? Do you have any relationship with the planet? Most of you do not. And the reason is you were never told. You were never told. Imagine growing up with a culture that respects the planet and sees it as a living being, a partner, that is different, multidimensional, but there and responding. It's life-giving to you. It is a partner to you. The indigenous had all of that as they grew up. What did you have as you grew up? As you grew up, what were you told about the planet? And the answer is only that it existed, only that it was miraculous and how it worked and was beautiful. And that's it. No one in any spiritual group that anyone has belonged to, that is an organized group that you call religion, has mentioned it to you because it's not part of it. There's a separation, dear ones, that has happened in what you would call modern times that is dysfunctional. The greatness of that which is within the human is the ability to connect with the planet. And then you would say, okay, at this juncture in modern times, where we don't live outside like the indigenous did and had to depend on hunting as the indigenous did, what is the advantage of us learning about Gaia. Oh, you don't know what you don't know. Dear ones, if you include the planet in your celebrations of life, if you include and start addressing the planet every day with gratitude and thankfulness, you're going to find that what happens to you in what we call the field starts to make a lot more sense. It's a missing energy of your reality. Do you understand that? You're on this planet 24/7 and you don't ever acknowledge it. So therefore, the planet and all it could give you is sitting there with a wall you have built. What happens if you start including it? It's it changes every single day of your life. Because when you include planet Earth, that which you walk on, the energy of your reality, the coherence with the planet starts to change life itself. What happens to you? Your intuition, perhaps, will get better because now the planet is included. All the things in the field that the planet represents are blocked from you if you don't include it in the love you have for spirit. It's time, dear ones, to claim one of the greatest mysteries that's never been told to you before. Your partner, called Planet Earth, knows your name and stands by right now and asks, don't you think it's time to include me in all that you are? Think about it. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.